Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are coming to them live. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Again, I say rejoice. You ought to be feeling good around about now. You know, this is the day. This is Sunday. Glory to God. And, you know, some didn't make it this far. But I'd encourage you, amen, to hear what the Lord is saying on today. Go ahead, text your neighbor, text your friend. Even if you can go out the door and just knock on the next door, hallelujah, glory to God, and let them know that there's a word from the Lord. Amen, hallelujah. First of all, I have a couple of announcements. Prophetic Corner, glory to God, comes on every Sunday, every Sunday. So I want you to continue to come in and hear what the Lord is saying. You know, God is moving, so don't miss the move of God, you know. So on Tuesday night, amen, we have none other than WOW Radio. On Tuesday night, we have Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. It is an awesome, awesome show. You don't want to miss it. If you missed the last one, you can go back and hear it on demand. The fire was burning, and it's still burning, and you want to come on Tuesday and let it keep on burning, you know. You don't want to stop and hear what the Lord has to say. You know, God is delivering in this season. He's making you ready, amen, for his return. So don't miss what's going to happen and as it go down on Tuesday night, because it's going to be an awesome show. Glory to God. Keep those, amen, those times in mind and those these announcements in mind so you can hear what God is saying and how he's moving. And I also want to encourage you to come on Saturday. If you missed it, amen, you missed a treat. Faith come by hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. It was awesome. She was talking about the seasons and times changing and obeying your leaders and the different things that go on, glory to God, and stop messing around, you know, amen, glory to God. Hope mongering and all those different things she was talking about on yesterday. The word was just awesome. It rocked the house. Elder comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So if you missed it, you can go back and hear it on demand because it was a word in season. Glory to God. And if you move on down just a little bit further, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I am the first Hour of Power, and the next Hour of Power, which will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. And the show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So if you missed any of those times, you can go and hit us up on Facebook. You can go on Facebook and the times will be listed. The shows are listed. Glory to God, because we thank God for allowing us to come to you live and for you to hear a word from the Lord in season, not out of season, in season. Every word has a purpose and a place. So we thank God for coming to you live. So you can go back on Facebook, amen, and hear and see the times on each of our pages. Glory to God. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, glory to God, you can go on Facebook and hit Apostle Yvonne Rouse. It will be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can go back and you can hit them up on Facebook and let them know what the need may be. And they will get back with you. If you can't get in contact, you can hit any of us up on the Facebook pages, and we will get you to them. Promise. Glory to God. So keep those announcements in mind. And I want to also encourage you to come, amen, and be a part of Without Walls. We want to encourage you to partner with us. And in partner, you will receive many, many perks. There are many things that you get, and you also will be placed on a personal prayer list where you are prayed for by everyone on the team, glory to God. So we don't want to leave none out. If, when you're partnering, glory to God, it's just many things that you're going to receive, many perks that you're going to receive. It's going to help you on your Monday. It's going to help you on your Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, ministry done with you in mind. So I encourage you to come on in and get in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in these last and evil days, because God is moving. So don't miss the move of God. You know, you say, well, I don't see the move of God. Well, you got to get in and believe that he is moving. First of all, you got to be a believer. Glory to God. You have to believe that God still moves on the earth today. You know, sometimes people get so caught up in, you know, if something good happens, you know, every good gift and every perfect gift, it says in the Word of God, is from above. And then sometimes when things happen and you're like, oh my, wow. You know, you wow yourself, but you say, well, you know, yeah, it happened because I did this and I did that. Understand, you don't belong to yourself. You belong to the Lord thy God. So without God moving, a move will not take place. Glory to God. It's God doing it. Hallelujah. You ain't doing it in your own strength because you didn't create your own self. So remember, glory to God, when things happen, you got to say, thank you, Lord Jesus, because I know it was you. Because if it had not been for you, Lord, this wouldn't have happened. If it had not been for you, Lord, that wouldn't have happened. So, Lord, I thank you because you're the one that moves man's hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So many times, amen, I this is not my word. I want you to go ahead and turn to Genesis on the first chapter. We're going to go back to the beginning. Glory to God. So many times you get so caught up in self, you know, I did this, self-regulation, I did this, I did that, you know, selfishness, let's put it like that. Now, you can't do nothing on your own. Without the Lord thy God, none of this would be possible. I wouldn't be here speaking to you today if it had not been for the Lord thy God. We give God the glory, hallelujah. He said, give man honor what honors do, but you give him glory and praises, it goes to the Lord thy God. Without him on your side, you couldn't do that. Without him on your side, glory to God, you couldn't wake yourself up in the morning. It had nothing to do with alarm clock. Don't you know, hallelujah, God gave man the instruction on how to make an alarm clock. He gave man the instruction on how to make a battery. All that belongs to him, glory to God, hallelujah. You know, so many times you get caught up in self. You know, yeah, I did this and I know you ain't did nothing, not one thing, not one iota, nothing. Everything is done by the Lord thy God. Glory to God. Now, I want you to go and turn to Genesis. You ought to be there. Glory to God. I'm going to open us up in prayer. If you desire prayer at this time, you can press the 1 so I can bring you in. And we're going to have a Holy Ghost good time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for a prosperous day, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that your will is being done here on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you, Lord, that those that have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, oh God, in the name of Jesus, all across the nation, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let them hear the word and it bring deliverance to their life, oh God. It bring, Lord God, in them in the season in which they are in, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you, God, because we know you to be a good God. We know you to be an on-time God. We know you to be a miracle worker. We know you, Lord God, to be a healer wherever we hurt, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those, Lord God, out in California, Lord God, and even those, Lord God, that are battling the fires, God, the fires, Lord. We pray that you would keep them safe in your arms, oh God, and send the rain, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Send the rain, Lord God, to put out those fires, Lord God, because you are the rainmaker. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. But, Father God, we ask you to send the rain, Lord God, so we can put out every fire, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. It's burning right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to keep those that are traveling on the road, and, Lord God, to keep them safe, Lord. Those who don't have a home, Lord, the homeless, keep them safe, Lord God, in the comfort of your arms, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we praise your holy name on high, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. You know, sometimes we got to loosen up, hallelujah. Loosen up and hear what God is saying, you know, just because it may not be the one that you wanted to come from, glory to God, but you know the word is the word, hallelujah. And if they're preaching the word, glory to God, then that's what you need. Huh? Don't look at the person, but look at the word. Huh? Oh, yes, the word works, hallelujah, glory to God. But you got to hear it when it's coming forth to work in your life. Glory to God, hallelujah, my God. Let's go ahead and turn to Genesis chapter 1. Glory to God, hallelujah. I'm going to title this message, Go Back to Your Beginning, hallelujah. You know, so many times, you know, when he said go back to your beginning, not going back to the old stuff in your old ways, hallelujah, but going back to your first beginning, to where you received him as your Lord and Savior. That's where we want to go to, glory to God. You've got to return back to that place. The reason, hallelujah, you need to return back there and say, okay, Lord, this is where, Lord God, I accepted you as my Lord and Savior, God. And then he began to put things in order, in decent and in order. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to go back to the beginning, and we're going to rock the word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ought to be there by now, so we're going to go on with the word of God. Chapter 1 of Genesis. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. What he's doing now here, he created heaven and he created earth. Glory to God. So you know he created us. Hallelujah. In the beginning. And in the beginning, he created everything. So you see right here, he was getting ready to put everything in order. You know, God sets everything in order, glory to God, how he wants it to be. He puts his leaders in place of those that he wants, hallelujah, to go and teach others. He puts those in place how he wants, glory to God, those to go and tell others the gospel, hallelujah. He's setting everything in order right here in the beginning. You remember, hallelujah, let's just go ahead and read this. Number 2, glory to God, and then we're going to talk about it. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. Glory to God. Now, you know, you see, when God spoke it, it came into existence. Hallelujah. That's when he was getting ready to set everything in order. Hallelujah. You know, you received the Lord, now God, in the beginning. Hallelujah. But somewhere along the line, you lost it. You didn't get what you want, what you thought you were going to get, but then you lost it. But you need to go back to your beginning, go back to the altar, glory to God, where you received him in the beginning so he could take you, amen, to the rest of the way. So, you know, this is a walk you got to walk out as long as you're here, hallelujah, glory to God, because your light should be shining in a dark situation. Now, you see how he spoke it, and right, he said, let there be, then we need to speak and say, let there be. I decree and I declare healing, and it should be so, because if he created us, glory to God, and that we should have the Spirit of God living on the inside of us, enough to say when we speak it, we should expect it to happen, hallelujah. You don't just speak it. I tell them all the time, I said, when I pray, I expect God to move, glory to God. I don't expect my words to lay dormant, hallelujah, because if the Spirit of the Lord is inside of me, I have received the word of God, glory to God, then that means my word, when I speak it, hallelujah, it should come to pass, hallelujah, if the Spirit is living in you, glory to God. But so many times, people have lost their way. You know, when they accepted him in the beginning, they forgot along the way, hallelujah, he is still God. He is still good, hallelujah, glory to God. He didn't forget you, hallelujah, he's still good, he's still God. Let's move on. And God saw that the light, that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. Now, who can serve, who can do that? We can't do nothing on our own, glory to God. So many times when you first receive the Lord, thy God, hallelujah, amen, when you say, okay, Lord, I'm yours, Lord, I'm yours. You went to the altar, you laid down, you hollered, you cried, you slung spit everywhere, hallelujah. You wanted to say, Lord, I'm going to serve you to the rest of my days, hallelujah, glory to God. But then somewhere you forget, hallelujah, I am saved in the beginning, but you got to go all the way to the end, glory to God. This ain't something that you just speak and you forget. This is something that when you spoke it, you got to hold on with all you got, because all along the way, there's going to be trouble, trials, and tribulations, glory to God. But you got to hold on to it, glory to God, because he's setting everything in order. Hallelujah. Just because you didn't get what you wanted, amen, when you first received the Lord, did you go into it with the right motives, first of all? Did you go into it to serve God, or did you just go into it to see, amen, is he going to give me what I ask him for? Huh, think about it, glory to God. Let's move on. And God called the night day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Now, see, he's setting everything in order. You know, that's what we need. We have to do. We have to set things in order in our life. We have to prioritize things. You know, like, okay, you can prioritize, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to lay my clothes out. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to lay my clothes out, lay me some work clothes out. Well, where is Jesus in all this? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Where is God in all this? Did you say, well, you know what, Lord, I'm going to set this time aside, hallelujah, and I'm going to continue to read the word, and I'm going to meditate on the word, and I'm going to listen to some gospel music, and I'm going to get in your presence, Lord, and I ain't going to let nothing bother me, but I'm going to go in here, Lord, I'm going to fix my lunch. I'm going to do that. I'm going to lay me some clothes out. Then, guess what, I'm going to go on and go to sleep. Well, where is he in that? Glory to God. He was setting things in order here. Look what he did on the first day. So why can't we are people, amen, and we got God living on the inside of us, then we should set some things in order in our life. Glory to God. You should set in order. Who you going to be up on? You're coming into a year of 2018. Don't keep going down the same road that you was in 2017. Because God wants to part you from some stuff. Glory to God. Now, you can come willingly or you can come unwillingly. It's up to you. Glory to God. He is not no fortune, but guess what? Things will begin to happen in your life. And when those things begin to happen, you're going to come on your own. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because his hand is out of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, his hand is off. That's one thing you don't want to do, glory to God. You don't want to fall in the hands, amen, of the enemy. You want him to always be with you. So he set some stuff in order. So we got to set some stuff in order in our own lives. Hallelujah. You can go on weeks and weeks and weeks at a time without even giving God any glory. Hallelujah. And then when time, things get to happen, when your darkness come in your life, glory to God, then you're like, oh, Lord, where you at? I can't feel you. I don't know where you're at, Lord God. I need your presence. But what happened? If you had did what you needed to do in the beginning, if you were wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, glory to God, and setting things in order the way he did when he was creating everything, glory to God, then everything would be all right. You wouldn't have to pray so hard. You wouldn't have to cry and swing all that spit over everybody, glory to God. You will have things in order, and you will know that he's there. Glory to God. Let's move on. And God said, let there be a serpent in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Glory to God. Let's move on. And God made the serpent and divided the waters which were under the serpent from the waters which were above the serpent, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. Glory to God. You see how God was separating some stuff here, glory to God. Don't you know, hallelujah, you can separate things in your life that won't even, that will not, hallelujah, have an effect on the way you live. Glory to God. You know, sometimes you just like to hold on to stuff. Now, if he can separate it, glory to God, let's break this down. If he can separate the waters, amen, the heavens and the earth, glory to God, hallelujah. Now, don't you know we can separate ourselves from some of those things, amen, glory to God. It's not like God separate ourselves from that sin. It's not like God separate ourselves from old JoJo, glory to God. Don't you know we can do it too? Hallelujah, glory to God. Because if he's in us, then we should want to separate ourselves. We should want to separate ourselves from the world system. We should want to separate ourselves the way the world do things. Glory to God. We wouldn't want to serve a God like that, just separating everything, glory to God, putting things in order on the second day. You can say, well, you know what, on the first day, Lord God, here's what I did. When I accepted you as my Lord and Savior, God, then the second day, Lord, say, okay, here's what I'm going to do, hallelujah. I'm going to wait and take some time out on this day, hallelujah, to spend time with the Lord thy God, to see what he wants to say. But that's just not so. You do everything else. You have all the wild parties, all the tasteful, whatever you want to drink, hallelujah, glory to God. But you don't, hallelujah, spend time with God. And you don't want to separate yourself. Amen. Glory to God. You know, some people like to be liked. That's just it. Glory to God. Well, let me give you some good gospel news. Everybody ain't going to like you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it's okay. Amen. As long as you got a, amen, hallelujah, relationship with the Lord, now God, he'll send you some friends. He'll send you those people that he wants you to hang around with. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I'm going to say it again. I keep hearing it say it. Glory to God. I'm not, hallelujah. This is my last time telling you. I want to separate you from some folks. Glory to God, hallelujah. You know who you are, huh? And I'm going to do the separating, hallelujah. Now, you can separate yourself willingly, or I'm going to separate you from them myself. Oh, glory to God. I would you, whoever this is, glory to God. Just go on, amen, and ask the Lord, is this me? I'm asking, is it me? You know, go ahead and separate yourself from some folks, glory to God, because it's so much that he wants to pour into you, but he can't pour it into you because you're being tainted by other spirits. Don't you know you'll pick up the spirit that's around you if it's not good, glory to God. You'll pick it up if you keep hanging around them, hallelujah, glory to God. Some people just like to be liked. That's it. And you'll do whatever it takes to be liked. But we're living in a real world. It's a real world. Hallelujah. The real world system. Glory to God, my God. Well, he wants to separate you. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place. And let the dry land appear. And it was so. Good God Almighty. You see how he separated, hallelujah, the dry land, hallelujah. He separated all that water. The land was nothing but water. But guess what? He drew, he separated. He separated the dry land and put it all over in one spot. Glory to God. Now, you know, if he did that, then he, amen, can separate us from some folks. Glory to God. And if you ain't got enough strength for God to separate you, glory to God, and help you to set things in order, then you ask somebody to pray with you. Say, you know what? I need you to pray with me because I need to separate myself from some stuff. I need to separate myself from some things. I need to separate myself from some sin. I need to separate myself because it's tainting my spirit. I need to separate myself, glory to God, from this show I've been watching because I know it ain't no good. I need to separate myself, glory to God, hallelujah, from them over there because they ain't talking about the Bible and they don't care nothing about the Word of God. Help me to separate myself, glory to God. Ooh, good God Almighty. Let's move on, hallelujah. And God called the dry land earth and the gathering together of the waters, he called the seas, and God saw that it was good. Glory to God, hallelujah. When God separates you, amen, glory to God, he don't mean you no harm. He means everything to work out for your good. That means so he can pour in you, so you can pour out to somebody else and let them know, you know what, I used to do this, and I used to do that, and let me tell you, but God separated me, glory to God, from all those things, hallelujah. Now I serve him with gladness. I serve him with the fullness of my heart, hallelujah, glory to God, because you can't be straddled a fence, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. Then you can tell somebody about the man named Jesus, glory to God. You can tell them how God separated you, glory to God, because he's setting some stuff in order. Let's move on. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the earth yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. Glory to God. Let's move on to 12. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Don't you know right here, glory to God, hallelujah. Let's talk about it for a minute, hallelujah. Everything has a season, amen, and days, amen, glory to God. Come on now, amen, hallelujah. He said after his kind, glory to God. That means everything is going to produce some seed, glory to God, after his kind. That means male-female cattle, male-female sheep, hallelujah, glory to God, male-female dogs, male-female cats, glory to God, come on, glory to God, everything after its own time, the trees, hallelujeah, the peach trees, they have peach trees, hallelujah, the seeds, amen, peach tree seed, take down apple seed, glory to God, come on, glory to God, work with me, hallelujah, my God, everything yielding, amen, after its own time, producing after its own kind. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Two men cannot produce a child. Glory to God. You can adopt, glory, yes, but you cannot, according to the word of God, hallelujah, produce, amen, a child. Come on, y'all. Let's get real. Hallelujah. We live in a real world. Hallelujah. Come on. It takes male and female. Glory to God. We ain't going to have no discussion about the birds and the bees today. Glory to God. But it is, amen, male and female to produce. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If it takes trees, amen, you know, I used to hear my mom and them saying, you know, back in the day, they had such trees as a male and a female tree. I'm like, Why y'all saying that? They say it is male and female. You know, I never believed it. Glory to God. I really didn't. Glory to God. But I remember them planting these two trees together, and they said, this is a male, this is a female. I still couldn't figure out how they knew it was male and female. Glory to God. But what they did one day, they separated those trees. They put one on way over on the other side of the field, and they put the other one on the other side. Well, it died. I said, well, why did they die? Because the male and the female work together. I said, okay, glory to God. Whatever they was talking about, hallelujah. But the other tree died. I didn't ask them which one died, but one of them did die, glory to God. And they didn't want to be separated. But once they separated them, they died. My God, my God. So you see, it takes male and female, glory to God, hallelujah. And the evening was the morning with the third day. See, God was setting stuff in order. So you need to set some stuff in your life in order. Go back to the beginning where you received Jesus Christ. Go back in the beginning where you said, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Oh, God, I want you in my life forever. Hallelujah, glory to God. Just because you didn't get that dad you wanted, hallelujah, glory to God. Just because you didn't get that brother or sister that you wanted, glory to God. Just because you didn't get that man that you wanted, glory to God. Now you want to jump off the bandwagon, glory to God, and play your own music. Oh, no, that ain't the way it works over here in the kingdom of God. You got to stay on the platform, glory to God, and allow God to make you. Allow him to mold you into what he wants you to be. Only in the book of Genesis is where he made everything, and he was setting there that the whole earth in order at that time, glory to God. So you got to set some stuff in order, hallelujah. Don't get out there on a limb, glory to God, hallelujah, and just say whatever, huh? You're going to have to give God time, hallelujah, glory to God, time to read, time to stay off the phone, hallelujah, glory to God, time to not watch TV all day, you've got to have some time to spend with the Most High God, glory to God, to see what he's saying, to see what he's doing in the earth today, glory to God, my God, my God, so many times we get tied up and tangled up with everything, JoJo, Flojo, Mijo, glory to God, and forget all about Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't even put him in the equation. My God, my God. Let's move on down. Hallelujah. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. You see right here, glory to God, hallelujah. That's the season, hallelujah. Seasons change. Hallelujah. And if your season ain't changing, go back in the beginning and check yourself and say, Lord, where I lost it at? What did I lose? Where did I lose it at? Go back and see. If your season ain't changed, there's something wrong. Because you ought to be better, amen, than you were, amen, in the beginning when you received the Lord, thy God. You should be better by now, glory to God. You should be further along, as someone always say, further along down the road, hallelujah. You shouldn't be still eating them same stale crackers. You should be going on down the road eating some steak round about now, glory to God. You shouldn't be praying them same old prayers. You shouldn't be, glory to God. Hallelujah. You shouldn't be dealing with that same old pain. If something happened, your season didn't change. You need to ask God, why did my season change? Glory to God. Something ain't right in your life. Something you need to set in order. Glory to God. Just so well as he set the earth in order when he got ready to make it, then that's what you need to do in your life. Set some priorities. Set some things in order. Don't be left out there on a limb by yourself at a whim. Don't do it. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Glory to God. He was putting the seasons and putting everything, you know, in the air. He was putting, you know, making the moon and the stars and the suns and all those different things. Glory to God. You see, He did things. He prioritized. He put things in order. Amen. Glory to God. That's why we should have divine order in our life. Well, Lord, when I get up in the morning, I need to read the word, or I need to hear, amen, something, amen. Glory to God. If it's on TV, amen, about the gospel. But sometimes when you get up, all you think about, I got to go, 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 go. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to back it up. Rewind it, like I said in the beginning. Hallelujah. Whenever you used to get up in the morning, you said, Lord, I thank you for this day. Lord, I thank you because you let me get up this morning, Lord. You woke me up. You let the blood run warm in my veins. You forgot all about that. Forgot all about it. Lord, I thank you. I couldn't wait. I can't wait to get to prayer. I can't wait, Lord God, to get to service. I can't wait to get to Bible study to hear what you're saying. That was in the beginning. Glory to God. But now you have strayed away from those things, hallelujah. But know that Jesus is still coming back. He's still going to return here. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. He ain't stopping. He's still coming, glory to God. Just because things have got out of order, hallelujah, that don't mean he ain't coming. He's still coming, glory to God. So we need to set some things in order. Let's move on down. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, and he made the stars also. Let's move on to 17. Glory to God. And God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth. Let's move on. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. Glory to God. Don't you know, amen, when you have a consistency, amen. Yes, I use that word, yes, glory to God. A consistency, glory to God, to seek God and in his word, to hear what God is saying, glory to God. Don't you know your life's supposed to change? Your season should change, hallelujah. But listen, this is not I'm on my own, I'm by myself kind of thing, glory to God. You got to have somebody to show you the way. He said, I am the way, oh, glory, the truth and the light, hallelujah. That's why he put apostles in place. He put pastors in place. He's got teachers, hallelujah, glory to God, in place. He's got prophets. He's got people in place to help you. But so many times people don't want other people's help, especially those that read the word and they know the word, that can pray the word, that can see for real. Glory to God. You got some you see, but it ain't for real. Glory to God. They see what they want to see. Glory to God. And they hear what you're saying. Amen. What you need. And that's what they piggyback on, what you're saying. Glory to God. But there are true men and women of God. So you can't walk away from everybody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, you got to try that person. Glory to God. By the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And in order to do that, then that means you got to read it. You got to meditate on it. You got to talk to him. Hallelujah. Because your consistency will equal success. But guess what? You got to put some consistency in it. Glory to God. If you don't put nothing in it, then don't expect nothing out of it. Glory to God. Because nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And he said it was good. Everything that he made was good. Don't you know you were good? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. You accepted him, glory to God. So yes, I do. Yes, I do. Hallelujah. You are good. Hallelujah, glory to God. But you got to return back to that place. Hallelujah. You became stagnated in that place because some things didn't happen the way you thought they should happen. But that's okay. Pull yourself up. Dust yourself off. Come on back. Amen, glory to God. And again, hallelujah, to serve him and praise him like you've been praising him, hallelujah, so you can tear up some stuff and rule up some stuff. So wherever you walk, hallelujah, in a place, and you know they got all kinds of chaos going on, glory to God. But guess what? Your presence will stamp out that dark place, hallelujah, glory to God, and it'll bring some light in that place. But if you already got the chaos and you don't want to bring the chaos in the place, glory to God. You ain't got no relationship. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ain't nothing going to happen. Glory to God. My God. Hallelujah. Because you ain't in your place. You didn't set some things in order the way they should have been. Let's move on now. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Glory to God. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that have life and fowl, that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of the heaven. Now, he was talking about, amen, the birds, hallelujah, and the bees, amen, glory to God, and, you know, and all those things, amen, that fly over the earth. He was telling it to come forth, glory to God. Can't you, you know, you'd see, amen, if you got God living on the inside of you, you can call a thing, amen, glory to God, and it's got to happen according to the word of God, hallelujah, and it will happen. But if you ain't, hallelujah, got no communication with him, then nothing will happen. How important is it for us to do what we need to do? How important is it for us, amen, to be taught the word? How important is it for us to stay connected? How important is it for us to pray constantly? How important is it for us to seek the Lord our God through his word? How important is it, glory to God, for us, amen, to commune with him each and every day? How important is it for us to stay connected to him, glory to God? How important is it? Glory to God. It's very important. Glory to God. You don't want to be out there, hallelujah, dangling on a string. Good God Almighty. You ain't no puppet. Hallelujah. Only puppets dangle on a string. Glory to God. You ain't no puppet. Glory to God. You are a child of the Most High God. So stop dangling on that string. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, and get in your place and begin, amen, back from the to the beginning. Glory to God. You know, you always hear, amen. Say, you know, yeah, I don't want to go back. Don't go back and don't look back. Well, what they're talking about, don't go back to that same old stuff, amen, that you used to do. Don't go back to them same old people, amen, that you were hanging around with. Don't go back because, see, you're a better person than that now. Glory to God. But if you're going back to the beginning, amen, and when you first, amen, receive the Lord as your Lord and Savior, then that's a different thing. So, Lord, you know what? Think about it, glory to God. You know, some people can say, well, you know what? Amen, I received the Lord, my God. It was around about 2000 of May, glory to God. Some can say that, hallelujah, glory to God. Well, you think about, amen, what happened, because there was something that happened. There were people praying for you, glory to God, but then the heat got so hot. When all those trials and troubles and tribulations started to happen, you said, Lord, hey, glory to God, I serve you now, glory to God, because I'd rather have you, Lord God, than silver and gold. I'd rather be with than to be without. Glory to God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And God created, glory to God, great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. You see, he was creating stuff, glory to God, hallelujah. Now, you know what, hallelujah, we can create these in life and death is in the power of our tongue. Now, if we in Christ Jesus, glory to God, let's bring it on down, hallelujah. Oh, it's good, glory to God, hallelujah. Now, if life and death is in the power of the tongue, be careful what you're releasing, hallelujah, into the atmosphere, hallelujah. You know, we can create, we have the power, and he's on the inside of us, glory to God. And if the inside of you, I'm going to give it to you in just a minute. Hold on, glory to God. We can create, amen, our atmosphere. We can create, amen, the things around us. We can create whatever we need, glory to God. If we have the living power on the inside of us, the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Ghost power on the inside of us, then we should be able to create it, glory to God. And stop worrying so much, hallelujah. My God, once you petition him and say, Lord, this is what I need, then you go on and say, Lord, I thank you because you're going to make a way. Lord, I thank you, Lord, because you're going to do it for me, Lord. Lord, I thank you. You haven't forgot me, Lord. Forget and stop worrying. Hallelujah. You go to bed worrying, glory to God. You wake up worrying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now understand, hallelujah, you can get in a place where you can get stagnated because you're so settled in that same place. You're so settled in where that word coming from. Oh, he preached a good word. Oh, praise the Lord. God, that was a good word. Well, what did they say? Did they say something that changed the life of them? What was it? Well, I don't know where. What? Glory to God. You're going to give me something? Hallelujah. If it was such a good word, then what was it? What was it that really, really jumped out at you, glory to God, and made you want to shout hallelujah? What was it, glory to God? My God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And God bless them saying, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the waters in the sea and let fowl multiply in the earth. Glory to God. You see, everything in his Bible was producing after his own kind. I heard, see, and hear a lot. And everything that he made, he said was good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. It produced after its own kind. Here we go back again. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Male and female, woman and man, glory to God. Not man and man, hallelujah. Not woman and woman, hallelujah, glory to God. Male and female, hallelujah. He didn't say that, glory to God. Even the cow of the sheep, amen, glory to God. Even little Jack, glory to God. Jack and Jill, hallelujah, glory to God. Come on, hallelujah, glory to God. That's what he's talking about. Not man and man, hallelujah. But it's woman and man, glory to God, all the way line, hallelujah. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping things, and beasts of the earth after his kind, and it was so. He was telling them, he was putting some stuff in order. He was telling them how things should be produced. He was just saying, you know, in the word, hallelujah, of how he produced everything. He had everything in order the way it should go, glory to God. Don't you know God got order in his house? You can't go in another man, another woman's house. He's got to tear it up. You can't go in another man, another woman's house. What I mean, the man and woman of God, hallelujah, glory to God. You can't go in there and say, well, God told me, hallelujah. He's not going to send you in there, amen, to set nobody straight. I heard, amen, I always hear, elder always says, set out somewhere, glory to God, hallelujah. He ain't going to send you in there to tear nothing up, glory to God, hallelujah, my God. Understand, hallelujah, when the vision of that house, he gave it to that man and woman of God. All you got to do is you want to be a part of it. Then you walk with it. If you don't, put your one thing up and ease out. But don't cause chaos. Enough chaos been going on in churches and in people's houses and different stuff. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I didn't call you to be no marriage counselor, did I? Glory to God. They need to get some help. Hallelujah. Somewhere else. Get some spiritual help. Glory to God. I didn't call you, hallelujah, glory to God, to go in there. Hallelujah. You're not, amen, qualified to do that. So be careful about doing something that you ain't qualified to do. God didn't anoint you to do it, then don't do it. Hallelujah. You know, some were anointed. Amen. Glory to God. God appointed, amen, certain people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And some just went. Hallelujah. Some were set by the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. And some just went because they thought they had it. Oh, my God. All y'all that just went. Hallelujah. Turn around and go back. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind and cattle after their kind and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Hallelujah. I wanted to read it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And it was good. See, everything God made is good. Hallelujah. He made you and I. He said we are good. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move on. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Now, you see right here, he said, let man have dominion over those creeping things. You know, nobody should not try, amen, glory to God. You can't, amen, glory to God. You cannot try, amen, glory to God, to run another person's life. Hallelujah. You can't do it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. When you're under some people, amen, glory to God, listen to what they're saying. Hallelujah. The reason you can't go no further because you won't listen. Hallelujah. Take out time. Amen. Forget about all that foolishness. Sometimes people don't want to listen because they think, amen, it'll make them less of a person. No, it don't make you less of a person. It makes you smarter of a person to listen to what the Spirit is saying that's coming from those that he has placed over you, glory to God. They are not trying to thank you, Lord. They're not trying to control you, glory to God, hallelujah. But they're trying to help you to go on your way. That's why God gave them order, hallelujah, on how he wanted it run, glory to God, and how he wanted things set in place. So you need to get that, amen, in your mind, hallelujah. If it was your ministry then, amen, think about it. If somebody would come in, you would be good and mad, hallelujah, about what they trying to tell you what to do about your ministry. But remember, the Bible said, whatsoever man soweth, also that shall he reap. Glory to God, and that's the word of God from the word of God. Glory to God. Hallelujah, and I approve that message. My God, but understand, hallelujah, when he has them in place, glory to God, listen at how they want it done. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God, you don't have to always buck against them. Glory to God, my God, hallelujah. That's why you can't get no further. My God, and if you don't think it's where you want to be or what you need, then what you need to do is just ease on out. Hallelujah. But don't call chaos for everybody else that wants it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Okay, I'm going to move on. Hallelujah. I hear it. I'm going to move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Number 27. Hallelujah. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Male and female, he created them. Understand, male and female, that's what he did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said male and female again. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth. Up, glory to God. See, he didn't tell you nobody to control nobody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, you ought to do what they tell you to do on your job. If it ain't no sin in it, glory to God. And if it is, glory to God, then understand. Amen. Glory to God. God gonna take care of that. Because, you know, I was just telling someone, amen, the other day, you know, we was talking, you know, just talking in general. I said, remember, everybody, they got a business. Amen. They got to remember. Amen. You know, they have a God too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They have a boss too, and their boss sits high, and he looks low, and he sees if you're right or if you're wrong. And if you're wrong and you're treated unfairly, then he's the one going to deal with that. Glory to God. And that's the word of God, and I approve that message. Glory to God. Let's move on. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be of meat. He was saying it's going to be food. The things that he given us, amen, here on this earth, come on, y'all, glory to God. He said it's going to be food. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Get to the end here. Glory to God. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see how he stepped it out and set things in order. You got to learn how to prioritize some things in your life. Stop getting beat up, hallelujah, by the enemy. Glory to God, because you ain't been to prayer. Oh, glory to God. You ain't been to Bible study. My God, my God. You're forgetting all about him. Hallelujah. And you're always trying to get the worldly riches over here. Glory to God. Well, let me tell you something. He created all them worldly riches. Hallelujah. He can own the door. Bam, bam, bam. Thank you, ma'am. He can open any door. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can open any door at any time. Hallelujah. Have you ever thought maybe the reason he ain't open the door is, glory to God, because you're too far away from him? Call him home. Glory to God. Call back home. Hallelujah. In the beginning when you used to seek me. In the beginning when you used to cut your phone off. Glory to God. In the beginning, hallelujah, when you would come, amen, to prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And be the first one there. In the beginning, glory to God. Hallelujah. When you will read the word of God, didn't care who care. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the beginning, when they were calling you and you said, oh, they ain't answering that. Glory to God. Oh, I'm in the Lord. I'm in the presence of the Lord, and they ain't coming out. In the beginning, when you cut the phone off. Glory to God. In the beginning, glory to God, when you had your children praying too. Glory to God. In the beginning, when you would sit down and tell your children about a man named Jesus. In the beginning, glory to God. Hallelujah. When you would take nothing for the word of God. Hallelujah. You'll go in your seat through the you'll go through that word and you'll seek the word and you'll start saying, okay, now what this mean, Lord? And you will shut with him and you commune with him. In the beginning, glory to God, then you wouldn't take nothing, amen, glory to God, for being there on time wherever you had to be. In the
beginning, you would be on your post praying, hallelujah, for your leaders, glory to God. You wouldn't let nothing come upon them, glory to God. In the beginning, when you were intercede, hallelujah, and your nose said, I'm just going to intercede for them anyway. I don't know if they're sick or they're well, but I'm still going to intercede for them. In the beginning, glory to God, hallelujah, when you would go ahead and I don't mind, Lord, I'm going to, you said, pay my 10%. I'm going to pay it, Lord God. I'm not going to try to, amen, glory to God, keep it and go and do something else. I don't care what they need over here, but I'm going to believe you. In the beginning, glory to God, when you were fired up and ready to go, when the word of God came forth. In the beginning, glory to God, hallelujah. In the beginning, hallelujah, glory to God. Glory to God. But now you have walked so far away from it. The pressure that you've been up under, glory to God, hallelujah, because you've gone too far. You didn't prioritize. You see the way he made everything, hallelujah. He set it in order the way he wanted to set it in place, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When he put everything in place, when he made it, amen, from day one all the way up, glory to God, to day six. And then on the seventh day, he rested. My God, is that where you are? Are you in that season, glory to God, hallelujah. My God, or you're not even in a season. You're stagnated. Glory to God. You don't know which way to go. Well, he's still real. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He didn't leave you. He said, I never leave you. Don't forsake you. My God, you walked out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You walked out. Hallelujah. This is the season. He's calling you back home. Can you hear him when he calls? Oh, my God. Oh, glory to God. Good God Almighty. Can you hear him call you? This is your season to walk back home. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because, hey, listen, ain't nobody going to pull you. Glory to God. And ain't nobody going to make you. Because nobody can make nobody do nothing. All you can do is give the word. Hallelujah. It's up to you. Amen. If you chew it and swallow it. Or it's up to you if you spit it out. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God. It's up to you. Glory to God. On this day to choose. Hallelujah. Glory to God. To walk back, hallelujah, glory to God, to the good thing, amen, glory to God, because all he made was good. He said everything he saw that he made, it was good, glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, in the beginning, my God, we serve an awesome God, hallelujah. Oh, how many of you are in your beginning, glory to God? When you're still seeking God, amen, just like you were, hallelujah, maybe, amen, 2 or 3 years ago, I'll go back that far, glory to God. We don't go back 10 years, you know, glory to God, hallelujah. But 2 or 3 years ago, glory to God, where are you now in your place in God? Where are you now, glory to God? Have your season changed or are you stagnated in that season? And you can't get a breakthrough. Glory to God, because you ain't prioritizing what need to be in priority in place first. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. In the beginning. Go back to your beginning. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to reiterate, amen. Glory to God. Don't forget. Hallelujah. Mercy Lane is going to come up next. Hallelujah. You definitely want to tune in and hear what the Lord has placed on her heart for this hour. Good God Almighty, the line is burning, amen, and she's going to burn it up. So I want to encourage you to go on Facebook and you can listen to her, hallelujah. Listen to the word that God has placed in her mouth, amen, for this hour. Glory to God, because God is good and his mercy endures forever. Amen, glory to God. And I want you to make sure you tune in on Tuesday night to hear Apostle Yvonne Riles and Pastor Joseph Riles. They're going to knock down some doors, amen. They're going to kick the enemy, amen. Glory to God, upside down, turn him upside down. And don't forget, amen, on Saturday, hallelujah, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. She's going to knock down some doors and turn him upside down, and she's going to throw him up against the wall. Glory to God. Don't forget, don't forget, don't forget. Glory to God. Now, I don't like to leave the show without giving you the invitation to Christ. Glory to God. I want you to repeat after me, hallelujah. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord. Mold me, God. Father God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed against you, Lord God. Forgive me, Lord, for all my sins.
In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that, welcome to the body of Christ, glory to God. You are a blood-washed believer, washed and covered under the blood. Good God Almighty. Hit me up on Facebook and let me know that it was you, glory to God, that gave your life to Christ. The angels in heaven are rejoicing. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus Christ, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's just awesome, awesome, awesome. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead, amen, and don't forget now, Ministry Lane going to be coming up next. I'm going to give you a bit of a little break right here, and then you can go over, amen, at 6:30, glory to God, and you can entertain and sit back and hear Ministry Lane. It's 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I don't want you to miss it. Just go over and you can hear her in a few minutes. I'm going to go on now and I'm going to give the benediction. Glory to God. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Have an awesome week. We will see you back here. Amen. On next Sunday. Have an awesome, awesome week.